It's Marketplace Tech for Wednesday the 5th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Here's a story that sounds like a Steven Spielberg movie, and it is about a Steven Spielberg movie. I'm talking about the Atari video game based on the hit film E.T., the Extraterrestrial. If you remember it, you do because it was such a disaster. It's still called the worst video game ever made. And here's where it gets weird. Atari reportedly attempted to bury the game, literally, in the desert in New Mexico. 30 years later, a Canadian gaming company called Fuel Entertainment wants to find out if the stories are true and dig it up. Zoe Kleinman is a tech reporter for the BBC.
Atari, which was at the time a very successful video game maker, decided we've got a really successful film here. It would make a great game. What can possibly go wrong, right? So they spend millions of dollars making this game and they release it just in time to hit everybody's Christmas stockings at Christmas 1982 and very soon discover that they've made an incredibly expensive mistake.
It was complicated. It was difficult to play, or it was just badly designed. What was wrong with it?
All of the above, actually. The problem was it was almost impossible to play because you had so many things to do and to avoid. You were trying to find different bits of a phone so that you could phone home and be collected by a spaceship. You, by the way, being E.T., you were also being chased by the FBI and by a scientist who wanted to deconstruct you in his lab. So you had all these kind of things going on and nobody could really understand what they were supposed to be doing. So the game tanked. Loads of people returned their copies. Atari suffered catastrophic financial losses.
And Atari then dumped a bunch of copies of the game, supposedly, into a landfill. Is that right?
Legend has it, Atari didn't really know what to do with all of these millions of games that it now could not get rid of, and it was losing money hand over fist. So it drove out to the desert to this landfill site and emptied millions of cartridges out, bulldozed them flat, buried them in concrete, and that's where they still are. Now, Atari's never confirmed this, so nobody knows whether or not they actually did bury these games, but the legend and the story has survived, and now Fuel Entertainment says, because this all happened 30 years ago in September, it's a good time, don't you think, to go out there and see if they can find them.
Yeah, let's dig up these bones, right?
Exactly. It is like an excavation, isn't it? A very, very recent history.
What's the next step here? When might we know what is buried under this concrete?
Well, the company is just finalizing its funding now for the project. And their idea, very fittingly, I suppose, is to try and make a film about the excavation itself. And they don't know what they're going to find, if anything, but they think whatever they do find is going to be interesting. They've been given 6 months to investigate the site. So really, we should know fairly soon what if anything, is there and lay some ghosts to rest.
Well, we'll have to wait and see. Zoe Kleinman is a technology reporter for the BBC. Zoe, thanks.
Thank you.
You can see a video of E.T. gameplay and get happy about the current state of game graphics. That's at marketplacetech.org.
Marketplace Tech is supported by the Lemelson MIT program. More about 2013 Lemelson MIT Prize winner Angela Belcher and nominations for 2014 at mitprize.org.
I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.